halachas daf kuf lamed vav. Hilchos mila perek av halach yudal says someone was born in the seventh month. Their pregnancy was born complete. It's a vlad shakayam and you do bris mila on Shabbos. Sofik ben shiva sof ben shmoni you do a bris mila on Shabbos a kaponim. If it's ben shiva and it's complete, it's bedinah shibidecha Shabbos. If ben shmoni is mechater a piece of meat. It's a nefil, so it's not a problem. Shulchan Aruch Yadei Samarish Tam Vav Sif Yidal says, someone's born in the seventh month, you do Bris Mila Shabbos, even if it's not finished his hair and his nails. But someone's born in the eighth month, you don't do Bris Mila Shabbos unless his hair and nails are complete. Hu Adin Safik Ben Shev and Safik Ben Shmoyle, you don't do Bris Mila Shabbos unless its nails and hair is finished. And the Rebbe says, some say you do Bris Mila, since it's Safik Ben Shiva, you're just not Machal Shabbos and other things. Hein Nili Ika. The Rambam Sha'arav Satur Perek Beis, Allah Chavav says, a trefer that was shechted, shechitik, sherry, even though it's also machilat tar. Sotar Sama Shechtav even found that Uber, a dead, shechit is even mutarim a denevela. He found the Ben Shmuel is chayin nitref, even though it was nishchat after it became nitref, the shechit is not mutarim a denevela because there's no, nothing like from that min that has a din of shechita. Therefore, the child of Behemoth that didn't wait 7 days, gemur, if the shechted in the 7 days, the shechit is not mutarim a denevela because it's considered like a nefel. The Rambam Yontav Perek Beis, Allah Aleph says, a chicklet that was born on Yom Tov is aser, because it's mukta. A calf that was born on Yom Tov, if a mother was a man, it's mukta because it's mukna gavima. If he shechted the mother and this ma'er was in the stomach, it would be mukta on Yom Tov, even though it wasn't born. A rechaim sim tov tzadik ches sifhei, the Shechnach says a calf that was born on Yom Tov, he'll shecht it if the mother is a man, and dafke if he knows that it's finished the months. And Ramon says, you also need that it spread, and walked on the karka, because we're worried that maybe we'll see a race in the Abram, inner Abram. That's what the Ramon says from the Divrei Rosh Rator. But if it was Shabbos, the Yantav are close to each other, Noel Bezeh, Mutta Bezeh. The Ramam Yantav Perek Bez Allah Chadal says, Bechor was born it and its mum with it, it's Ksir Mukh, and you don't check it on Yantav. And if you even saw the mum and he checked and it was matted, then you can check it to Oichel. Bechor the fell on Tapit, he feeds it in its place because he can't bring it up, because it's not Rosh Shkita Yantav. Oish says, Benoy, mother and the son of an animal that fell on Tabor, brings up the first one, after Shechtin, does a Shechtin, and if fools and brings up the second one and then the shetz of Shevron. So once Alts Patsah Bachan they wanted to make this fooling. A behemachun that fell from the roof and it needs bedika, you shecht it on Yantav and it can be checked. Because it could be found kosher and he'll eat it. And the Ravid says, why don't we see it like a tchila? Because it might not be a mum kavu, maybe it's batata, but it's not roila. Because if you have tiltal, or maybe it won't be bedak but yasu because it's simchas yantav. Shulchan Aruch, Arachaim, Simon Taf Tzadik Ches Sif Tes says, Chorbis man said he can't check it without a mum. The chacham can't see on yantav, and if there is a mum, even if he was over and saw it, and he found that it had a mum, you can't check it. But if it was born with a mum, and he was over and he saw it, you can be checked based on him. And if you saw the mum erev yantav, and it saw there was a mum that you allowed to check on it, you could be researching the yantav if the mum fell by itself and he's matter. And Ramon says if it fell into a bar, b'chor into a bar, you're not allowed to bring it up because it's not royal the shechta, he has to feed it in its place. The Ramah Hachsiyum Chalitza Perek Alav Halacha He says, someone died and left over his wife pregnant. If she was mapped after he died, she could be him. If she gave birth and the Vlad came out alive to Abraham, even if he died, his mother's part of Chalitza Mahim. Well, with the Rabbanim, you have to know for sure that he was Kolei Chadoshav and he was born to 9 months complete. But we don't know how many months he was born. If he waited 30 days, it's a Vlad Kayama and it's prayed to the wives of his father from Chalitza Mahim. He died in the 30 days, even on the 30th day, whether he died from a sickness or died from falling off the roof or a line in it, to Safik Nefel, Safik Ben Kiyama, therefore his mother does Chalitza with the Vesef, not Yibam. The Shekhinah Aruch Ebenezer Simen Kuf Nun Vav Siv Dalat says, someone died and left over his wife pregnant. If she was Mapo, he could do Yibam. If she gave birth and the child came out alive to the world, even if he died while he was born, his mother is part of Chalitza with Yibam. But with the Rabbanan, until you know for sure that he has complete 9 months. And the Ramon says, some say, even if it didn't go into the ninth month, just one day, besides the day that she was pregnant, it's Vlad Kiyama. Even though we see in the Gemara, Yiladus Tisha is not Yiladus and Katorin, we already asked many people, because we see Mimetzius that it's not like that. We need to know that today it's Nishtana Inyan. It's up to many things. But the Chodesh Iber, everyone is 30 days, and we don't count to say that Hashanah, which means every month has to be at least 30 days, not 29 days. But if it's not noted how much it was born, if it was 30 days, it's Vlad Kiyama. The pot is the wife of the father, Chalitza Yib. Some say Dafke finished his hair and nails. And if he died in the 30 days, even on the 30th day, whether he died from sickness, whether he died because he fell off the roof or a lion ate it, it's a Safik Nefil, Safik Ben Kiyama. And it's Chalitza with the Rabbanim, but not Yib. There must have some said that even if it was not noted maize, but you could be mistapik, if it's Kal Chadash, you could do Chalitza, not Yib. The Rambam, Hilchas Machal Zasuz Perigdal, Allah Chadal, says, Sonic Kazayas Bosser, of a nafel behem terri gets malchus v'atzoich in the veda. You're not allowed to eat from the behem that was born until the eighth night. Because as long as they didn't wait 8 days by behem is a nafel, and you don't wait malchus on it. If you found out and it was finished, the chadoshim in the stomach, then he found that it was born, there was nine chadoshim, the behem gasa, fire the daka, then it's mutter even to shecht even on the day it was born. Yeraday Simon Tesvav Siv Bey says, behem that gave birth, if you know that it finished its 9 months for a big animal and 5 months for a small animal, you're allowed to eat it right away the day it was born. We're not worried that maybe it got crushed, the Abram, because of the pain of the birth. If you don't know if it finished the months, then you're not allowed to do it. Al-Tzofik Nefo until the beginning of the ninth or the eighth. The night of the eighth. Rambam Hilchos Avot Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin says, if you know for sure that he was born 9 months Kemurim, even if he died on the day that he was born, you do Avedus on him. Yerdei Simashin Ein Dalad, Sivches says, a tinnik all 30 days, and 30 days in all, you don't do Avedus on it, even if his hair and fingernails finished. From there on, you do Avedus on it, unless you know that he's a Menches. If you know that he finished his months, for instance, he was born and he was Pirish, and he was born alive after 9 full months, even if he died the day he was born, you do Avedus on it. Safik Ben Tes, Larishan, or Ben Zion, Lachrein, they both have to do Avedus on it. Kuflam Dvavam Abeis. Yibum Chalitza Perek Beis Alacha Chavala. The Rambam says any vom that's a suffering the Rabbanu has a zikas yibum or doesn't have a zikas yibum. For instance, yibum that had a child that didn't finish his months and died in the 30 days, the din is to do chalitza suffering with the Rabbanu, as we explained. If she went, she was in skadish to someone else before chalitza, the vom does chalitza and she stays with her husband. If it's a skadish to a kind that's also chalitza, doesn't do chalitza there because you don't ask on this guy suffering the rain. If the kind divorced her, she died, then she does chalitza and then she gets married to someone else like Katchila. Shulchan Aruch. Evan Ezer Simon Kuf Samach Dalet Siv Zayin says, a Yavam that's a Safi Darabon, if there's a Zikas Yibum or not, for instance, Yavam that gave birth, a Vlad that we don't know if it's fully formed 9 months and it died in 30 days or in the 30th day, that means you do Chalitza with Safi Darabon, as you explained. If she went in Skadish to someone else, she got married before Chalitza, she does Chalitza to Yavam and she stays with her husband. But if she's in Skadish to Kohen, it's also Chalitza, does the Chalitza there because they don't ask on this woman because Asafi Devraim. Their boss says, who at the end of the oven is not here? She can't go out, doesn't get a get from Bali. So she's mutter with Achlitza since she's already married. If the coin divorced her or he died, then she does Achlitza Gatchil and then she's mutter to other people. The last halacha, Erechim Charon Perikav halacha, he says, a tutum and dragons don't have value. The Torah didn't establish an Erech. Only for Zochabad and Akeva, there's different tutum and dragons. It's Erkelai or Sharicha Achar. They're not mechuyif to give anything at all. This is the end of Halachas of Daf Kuf Lamed Vav.